Motors, he introduced Six Sigma. Now, this is a program aimed at improving quality, controlling costs, and increasing efficiency, and it doesn't tolerate mistakes easily. It demands precision, and the main idea is to eliminate production defects.
Oh, well, McInerney left the company some years ago, of course. Mm-hmm. What's the situation at 3M since then?
Well, people are asking whether McInerney's efficiency drive hasn't in fact stifled creativity. As you can imagine, that's quite a serious concern for a company whose very identity is built on innovation.
Mm. Is there any hard evidence to support these fears?
Well, it's interesting. In the past, one-third of sales came from products released in the five previous years. Today, this figure has slipped to one-quarter only. The current CEO, George Buckley, is convinced he can outperform the competition by reigniting top-line growth. He's reeling back on Six Sigma just enough to get the creative juices flowing again. And hopefully...
Today we're continuing our theme of innovation, and I'm joined by our business analyst Jost van der Saar to talk about a dilemma faced by many large companies. How do you run an efficient company, but also create space for those new, innovative ideas without cutting into the bottom line? Jost, it's not always that easy to get the balance right, is it?
No, that's right. If you take a company like 3M, for example, they tend to be associated with creativity. As you know, they invented the post-it note, among other things. Now, they underwent some significant changes when James McInerney took over as chief executive officer. He was the first outsider to lead the company in its 100-year history. The company certainly needed knocking into shape at that time, and McInerney set out to boost earnings from the start. One of the first things he did was to cut the workforce by 11%.
What kind of a reaction did he get to these changes?
Well, he caused quite a stir. McInerney's approach to raising profitability certainly satisfied the shareholders. He was clearly attempting to shift the emphasis from innovation to quality control. And from his days at General